Guys, we have one more storyteller tonight, and it is a real treat. So I don't remember if this was said at the top of the show, but the Nerdlogs is, we're a sketch comedy group that's kind of branched out into, we do these shows, they turn into podcasts. We actually just designed and kickstarted a game that's coming out later this year, so that's pretty sweet. We've been going for 5 years now, and as happens when you're in a long project, people come and people go. This gentleman was one of the founding members, and then he moved to Boston to do his postdoc research, or his doctoral research, studying voles. And now he's back in Bloomington, Indiana, I think still studying voles. But tonight he's here. This is Bill Kenkel.
Hey, guys. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for coming out here to indulge in science and to celebrate it. I've clearly kind of orbited science for a while now. I'm my second postdoc, so I feel your pain, astrophysicists. I'm so sorry. But this is such a far departure from my normal scientific routine. Like Mr. Garneau said, I spend most of my time down in Indiana. I work at the Kinsey Institute, which is a center for sex research, which sounds like a lot of fun if you're any of my coworkers, because you study sex. I study the consequences. I study childbirth. So I study why birth in our species is so difficult, dangerous, and deadly. There's a guy down the hall from me who studies hookups. I spend a lot of time thinking about people bleeding out of their vaginas. Why? Because I hate fun. Why is childbirth so difficult? That's a great question, and I would place the blame for that squarely at the feet of one of our species' greatest strengths and greatest weaknesses. I'm talking, of course, about the placenta. No cheers? Wow, okay. All right. What does the placenta have to do with Pluto? Well, I hope to instruct you on what I see as a connection. You see, humans are a K-selected species. When evolution provided us a spectrum of how to go about our reproduction, we could choose quantity or quality, and we went hard on quality. We invest so much in our offspring. Each baby is a precious treasure. It is a miracle. We are like the elephants. Elephants have a gestation of 2 years to bring one calf into the world. Also, that calf does not pee the entire time, so when the elephant calf is born, there is a torrent. So that is us on one end of the spectrum. We are K-selected. We treasure our offspring. We love them. We nurture them. We invest heavily our resources into them. On the opposite end of the spectrum, it's called R. It doesn't matter why the spectrum goes from K to R. It doesn't matter. It's called R. Think of species over here. Think of sea turtles. Think of all those, like, thousands of hatchlings struggling to get back into the ocean, getting picked off by seagulls like some sort of horrible Normandy beach scene in Rewind. And it sounds cruel and heartless, but it's just a different strategy. It's just the way they do things. Fish do it with eggs. Mice do it with pups. Professors do it with grad students. There's just an acceptable rate of attrition built into the system. But humans invest in our offspring. We put so much of our nutritional oomph into each and every one that we treasure them. Okay, so mammals invest in offspring. I've always said that if mammals had a flag, if there was one thing that we would rally around, it is a boob. Mammals are all about investing in offspring. Primates take that to another level. Primates invest even more. Apes invest even more than the average primate. Humans invest even more than the average ape. We are tremendous. A chimpanzee, when it's born, weighs 3% of its mother's body weight. Humans are twice that. Yeah! A human pregnancy is 37 days longer than would be expected for a primate of our size. So how do we accomplish this? How do we accomplish this remarkable investiture in our offspring? It's the placenta. The placenta is the organ that provides the developing fetus nutrients from the mother's bloodstream. And The words that are used to describe the human placenta are mildly terrifying. It is called an invasive placenta. It is a parasite par excellence. It is invasive, it is interdigitated, it is interconnected with the maternal blood supply, providing an incredible amount of surface area with which to provide the developing fetus blood, all these nutrients that it needs. Oh, gosh. And what that does is that allows us to build these tremendously complex offspring that are humans, that we have evolved these incredible brains because of this incredible investiture that I am making a word, goddammit. But when the 9 months are up and it's time to go your separate ways, the placenta does not go quietly into the night. All of that surface area and interdigitation, it's gruesome. Just take my word for it. And all of that blood can turn into blood loss. And to this day, and probably throughout all of our evolution, postpartum hemorrhage or bleeding in childbirth, hey, it's a fun, drinky evening, postpartum hemorrhage. It's the leading cause of maternal mortality. And it probably always has been, because we invest so much, we put these incredible placentas in so that we can provide our children with these incredible nutrients. So how do we deal with this? Well, if you're going to take that level of risk in each and every baby that you produce, you really have to treasure it. We say that it takes a village, and we are a cooperative breeding species because we come together to wet nurse and to allo parent to care and babysit for each other's offspring. We are so heavily K-selected that we have to treasure each precious miracle of a child. Think about the effort and the money and the science that goes into each premature baby. That is unbelievable. The only thing I can think of, or the only thing I will choose to think of, is the effort that we have put looking into the night sky, seeing a tiny, cold, remote planet on the corner of our solar system, and thinking that is a runt, and it deserves to be loved and treasured, and we will build a marvel of technology and send it careening through the cosmos just so we can say, hey, Pluto, everything's going to be okay. Somebody cares about you. So that's what I'm saying tonight. Me, the consummate, cold-hearted killjoy who studies postpartum hemorrhage. That which has drawn us and driven us to Pluto is the power of love. Thank you.
Thank you, Bill Kenkel. All right, we're going to play Huey Lewis in the news. The